We're delighted to have with us on the air one of the most prestigious tax attorneys in America, and not only a tax attorney, but a certified public accountant to go with it. She's got all the angles covered. And I'm telling you, if you ever have a problem with the IRS, or you get that dreaded letter for the IRS and not know what to do, Patty may be the person you really want to call to take the pressure and relief off of your night's sleep you might be losing. Her name is Patty Gentile. She's out of Nashua, New Hampshire, and we'll give her website as well, but it's newenglandtaxrelief.com. We'll repeat that a couple of times. And Patty's been in business a long time, about as long as I've been, 40-plus years, and she's very, very knowledgeable and very seasoned and very good at what she does. So, Patricia Gentile, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Gary. I'm excited to be on with you today. This is great. This is a great opportunity for me to speak with you, speak with your listeners on this topic of the IRS and taxes. It's the IRS recently, you were mentioning, you know, where we are in the calendar, and the IRS recently in early June sent out what they call their newswire, an electronic newswire. And they're saying that they have options to help taxpayers who missed the filing deadline. So even though the filing deadline for most Americans was April 15th, the IRS also lists on their website for those who states, cities, counties, specifically, who are a designated area by FEMA, and you qualify for tax relief, and therefore there's various tax deadlines that were postponed beyond April 15th. So please make sure you go to irs.gov and look up the disaster tax relief deadlines and find your state, your county, your city or town listed and see what your deadline is. However, what I'm going to mention here, you know, actually applies to those who had an April 15th deadline, as well as those who have an upcoming tax relief deadline that's later on. And it started with the IRS also issuing out their publication called the Internal Revenue Service Data Book for 2024. And what this is it's a document it's designed to provide these multifaceted views of what the acting commissioner has called the important work IRS employees have performed during the past year to help taxpayers ensure fair might be a Freudian slip, ensure fair enforcement of tax laws and maintain the integrity of our tax system. So that was a quote from the letter of the acting commissioner that went along with the publication of this Internal Revenue Service Data Book 2024. And if that was the case, if he was very happy about the multifaceted views of this important work that IRS employees are performing in 2024, well, as a result of that work, I will tell you what some of the things in the data book mentioned, and that is number one, that the IRS collected a whopping $77.6 billion through enforcement in 2024. That's up 14% over the previous year, and that 15 million people are now in IRS collections, and that's up by over 3.5 million from last year. So in 2024, IRS employees were able, through their work, through enforcement actions, collect a whopping $77.6 billion, and there's 15 million people currently in IRS collection. So they haven't collected their money yet. The other thing that this data publication for the data for 2024 published is that just this month in June, the IRS is scheduled to mail out 13.1 million balance due notices to taxpayers who filed by April 15th. So what that says is there were 13.1 million taxpayers that filed by April 15th and who have balances due. So these are the notices that are forthcoming. And when it comes to non-filers, people who haven't filed, the number of tax return non-filers is growing, and it is growing from this statistical data book didn't have this in it, but I had a statistic that approximately 7.5 million taxpayers did not file in 2010, and by 2016, that was up to 11 million. And the Treasury Inspector General Office published this statistic in May of 2020, which was 5 years ago. So I don't know what the non-filer number of non-filers is now, 5 years later, what that statistic would be. And I looked in this data book to see if I could find it, but I couldn't. I mention these statistics is because the IRS, you know, starts with three different types of notices: a correction notice if they're going to correct something you filed, an examination notice if they want to examine, and most of us know that as audit, something you filed, or collection notices. So you have correction, examination, and collection notices. And that's a collection notices, of course, is if you owe them. And the important thing to know about these notices that some of them can provide taxpayers with appeal rights, where you can dispute maybe a correction they made, or you can dispute an auditor's determination of an examination they did on your returns, on your information, or you can actually appeal a collection action that the IRS may be taking and or intending to take, and you get the letter that says, you know, our notice of intention to levy your bank account, to levy your wages, to put a lien on your property or your rights to property, to seize assets. These types of notices, any one of these can come with appeals rights. And so I want to draw your listeners' attention to the IRS has on their website, irs.gov, and you can type this in the search box, the Taxpayer's Bill of Rights, and it's 10 Taxpayer's Bill of Rights. Everybody should know this. So please don't fear your position or situation as a taxpayer, whether you have not filed the most recent year or you have 5 to 10 tax years that you haven't filed returns for, or whether you're getting audited, or whether there are enforcement collection notices coming at you. Please know that there is a taxpayer's bill of rights. They're explained, and I want you to understand them. They're not difficult to understand. A lot of my clients over the decades never thought that they could do anything about their situation. They felt the IRS was in full power and authority. There's people who even didn't have a problem, a situation, and because the IRS corrected their return and they didn't agree with it, in order to make the IRS go away, they said, I'll just pay it. Or they assumed that the IRS must know more than me or more than my tax return preparer, my professional tax return preparer. So they must be right. So there's the intimidation factor there of just having to respond to an IRS notice. And the IRS had a tip, what they call a tax tip, recently in May, where they actually said their tip was what taxpayers should do if they get mail from the IRS. And they actually said, don't panic if mail comes from the IRS. They're here to help. I just want to let you know, don't panic. But I have, in all my years of experience and working with the IRS on taxpayers, tax matters and issues to help them resolve their tax problems, you never know who you're going to get on the other end of the telephone number that they provide on the notice. And what do I mean by that? That IRS employee may not be in the mood to be helpful. And that's all I can say about that. And so just be careful. If you do not have to have such a problem that you think you need to talk to a tax attorney, CPA, such as myself. But I will tell you that if you contacted me, my website, as Gary mentioned, is newenglandtaxrelief.com, and you can schedule a free initial telephone consultation with me. You can talk about anything that you're questioning, that you don't understand what you're reading, if it's a notice, that you really just don't even understand the notice. No problem. It doesn't have to be a big issue that needs a tax attorney, CPA, to come in and handle. But you can talk to me, because for over 40 years, I have been a taxpayer defense attorney and CPA, helping taxpayers resolve their tax problems and defending their rights. And so maybe I'm your first step, or someone in your area that is a tax professional, a CPA, an enrolled agent, or a tax attorney that concentrates in tax resolution. And you give them a call and see if you can discuss it with them first before you take that notice and, you know, try and handle that yourself, because it might not turn out to be a positive phone call. It could be pleasantly the perfect phone call for you, and you get that help, but you never know. So I would strongly suggest that you talk to a professional, tax professional that concentrates in tax resolution. I do want to mention now that I state that there are these, and they've been, oh my God, they've been around for decades, because they've been around as long as I have been doing this work, and that's national taxpayer relief businesses that you hear their radio ads, you see their television ads, and they do have actual customers or clients that provide testimonials. When you talk to one of them, please be discerning. You know, please just listen and don't jump in right away and provide them with a credit card. See if what they're saying to you helps you to understand what would actually be the step to resolve your tax problem. And steps that I could say to you or someone local in your area of tax professional could say to you, this is the requirements to, you know, apply for an installment agreement or an offering compromise or a hardship status or for penalty abatement. And we know the practice and the procedure and the requirements to qualify. If you do follow through on this plan of resolution, the tax relief, national tax relief entities kind of sound like salespeople when you call them, because what they want is they want your fee up front and they won't do anything first until you pay them. And I'm not really sure what it is that they can assure you about in regards to your problem specifically that would make you have the confidence that you're actually dealing with somebody who's working for you, that's going to, in your best interest, that knows what they're, what has to happen to resolve your tax problem. And maybe they're not going to get that plan just exact from just talking to you over the phone, but they can give you an idea that they know what it is that you're probably going to need to do and what they'll need from you to see if you can qualify. If not, what would be plan B? And I just, from what I've heard, I haven't called one of them myself, but from what I've heard over the years and clients who have ended up paying them money and getting nowhere and then coming to me to resolve their tax problem, that it's, they never from day one, the taxpayers felt confident that this person was not just selling them a bill of goods and that really their problem wasn't really going to be resolved, or was it really going to be resolved? They questioned that, but yet they went with them because they did not know who else to go to. At this point, years later, there's a lot of tax professionals, highly qualified and competent tax professionals, who concentrate in tax resolution and representation. And so that's, you can Google that. But of course, I would love for you to contact me.
So Patty, those are great ideas that you presented to the audience, and we appreciate that information. It's very helpful, and it is a frightening thing out there when, you know, you go to your mailbox and all of a sudden there's a letter from the IRS. I've gotten letters from the IRS. Those are the first things I really open up before I even drive the car away from the mailbox, because I want to know what's going on. And my first impression is, am I going to be locked up tonight? And my accountant has already assured me that as long as you don't do anything criminal on it, you'll never be locked up or shouldn't be locked up. If you're intentionally trying to evade taxes or using schemes to hide income, that becomes criminal. But by not filing or filing the incorrect information unintentionally, that can be worked out with the IRS in many ways. Patty, one of the questions I wanted to ask you is, when you talk about that letter that comes in, that dreaded letter from the IRS or from your local state tax department as well, when that letter arrives, how bad does it have to be once you read that letter? And because you know your history, and it may not be your first letter, but how bad does it have to be to really be in a position to call someone like yourself? When do they get to that point where they say, I really need that help? And that's where they're going to the ChatGPT, or they're going to their local directory, or really asking other people for the help of a good tax attorney or a good CPA that's going to be able to guide them through that very difficult maze that may lie before them.
Yes, how bad does it have to be? Well, you mentioned, you know, if someone knows their history, that they've been getting letters and they haven't been responding. Usually the letter that prompts people to reach out and find somebody, usually when I get clients is when the IRS letter, which is the notice of intent to levy, lien, and seize assets, that tends to do it. That's the big one that tends to push people forward. Yeah.
Those three words can be rather cautioning and rather scary on that night's sleep, at least, until you get some resolve or at least the assurance of a conversation with someone with your qualifications. And you know, folks, it's important to know Patty's been in business over 40 years. We're not here to push Patty. We're here to educate. The knowledge and the experience of how important and crucial that is in this kind of participation. You know, when you talk to somebody as long as she has, when you're dealing directly with the IRS and, you know, with the knowledge that she has and some other guests that we've had on Dan Pila, Patty, I know you know Dan very well. And Dan is another excellent resource. And sometimes Dan and Patty will work together on a case if necessary and blend their two knowledge bases together and really be in your best interest from that perspective. You want the very best going in. In some of these cases, I look at it almost like a murder trial. If you're accused of murder, you want the best defense you can probably get or possibly get. And if you got a situation where you see the word lien or seizure or, you know, no more paychecks for a while, you know, that's scary enough for anybody to really have to take the boot by the horn. One more question, Patty, then we'll let you go because we appreciate all of your input today. Do you feel from your experience, is the IRS as difficult to work with or as easy or accommodating to work with as the individual state tax bureaus? Like, you know, I live in North Carolina. Our show plays in Florida as well. You talked about two extensions that occurred based on the hurricane disaster this past year with FEMA. Both North Carolina and Florida both got an extension, I believe, till May 1st to file their taxes. And there's some things that are still being rectified along the way. I know we've got clients that weren't able to even get all of their things in by May 1st, but they're writing a letter along with it, and they've gotten some positive answers back. So they are willing to work in those scenarios. Are the states seem to be as tough as the IRS or vice versa?
The IRS is able to offer more in resolution options to resolve your problem, programs. They're able to offer more of those than the state tax administrations, departments of revenue can. Also, the IRS has training and manuals for their employees that make them a little bit more sophisticated to work with. And so when I'm working with a Department of Revenue agency or unit, they may not have enough employees, and so things get strung out in a long time to work through, as well as they're limited to how much they can negotiate with. They're limited to only offering this type of program, that type of program, where the IRS might have 10 different variations of the same program on the federal level. So to me, there really isn't a good comparison for me, because what you have to do is you actually have to go to each state Department of Revenue website and actually look up what they offer taxpayers to resolve their tax problems or get penalty relief and what's required.
Well, Patty Gentile, you've been really a great asset to the Mastering Your Money program today with the intent of really educating the listener as some other great options they have out there. We know many listeners, especially in the Carolinas and Florida, have had some tough times in the last few years with weather and records destroyed. I know in my own situation and many of our local residents here in Eastern North Carolina, back in 2018, we had Hurricane Florence that totally destroyed many, many parts of Eastern North Carolina. In my own particular case, the storm hit us a Category 5. It blew the roof off the top of my building and then stalled right over Oriental and rained profusely for 5 days straight, where that storm did not move and everything was flooded, not only in this area, but for surrounding miles around, similar to kind of like what happened to Asheville in a different way this past summer. But all my records, client records, personal paper records, tax records from years, everything was strewn from the 120-mile-an-hour winds and wet all over the eastern part of the United States I got a letter once back that was so crumpled that you couldn't see it, but somebody saw my name and address on there and said, I found this. It was about 30 miles away that the wind had blown that document from, and it was a tax record as well. So a lot going on, but we thank you so much. You know, in closing, again, Patty's website, newenglandtaxrelief.com, there's a lot of great information on there. But I'll read something that stood out in my mind as I was talking with Patty. Her mission, and it says, I will not stop advocating for you until we find resolution. A relief from the IRS problems that may have plagued you for years. You'll get control of your life again, and that is the promise of true freedom. And I'm telling you, when you can sleep better at night knowing that you're now in compliance, what a world of difference. And when you got the master plan under your belt and you got Patty's professional tax direction under your belt, you should be sleeping like a baby and really enjoying life again and bringing those smiles back to your heart. So, Patty, thank you so much. And we thank you again for joining us live on the Mastering Your Money Show. And I know we will have you back again soon. So thank you, Patty Gentile.
Thank you, Gary.